This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, December 2nd. God's word to you today is most crucial. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." The world tends to focus on people's reputation, but character is who you are when nobody is watching. Many people are so bothered about what people think, say, and perceive about them. They do not necessarily pay as much attention to who they are. But what the world misses is that your character eventually becomes your reputation. If you are known to be a very patient person, very soft-spoken, very easygoing, very amiable, but when the cameras are off, when people are not watching, you can be hostile, mean, unfriendly, then this is your season. God is set to change and strengthen your character. I remember late Pastor Esco used to say that the people that know you best are actually the people that work for you, like your driver, your domestic staff, etc. These are the people that see you when the cameras are off, when there is really nobody to impress. And guess what? The reality is, that is who you are. You may have a reputation for being one way, but who you are when no one is watching is your true character. Like the perfume illustration, the packaging may be very colorful and very attractive, but eventually, what you remember about the perfume, irrespective of the packaging, is how it smells. And that is why our focus, even as we wind down this year, is on building and developing our character, and God will help us in Jesus' mighty name. God is more interested in your character. Your character will eventually become your reputation, so pay attention to building it in the right way. While there are examples of lapses in character, there are also loads of examples of strong character. Nelson Mandela, for example, he withstood a lot of challenges and opposition. He refused to allow hate, even though he was in an era where hate was the norm. He developed a character of forgiveness, even though he was a rebel initially. Nelson Mandela developed character, and that is what he is known for now. His character had become his reputation. People now quote him, honor him, and want to be associated with him because he built character, and that character became his reputation. Let us pray. Father, I submit to you. Please build character in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.